Union machinists at Boeing are back on the picket line today. Their strike is now in its seventh week after union members rejected the company's latest proposal. In some ways, the two sides are moving closer together. On one contentious issue, though, they are still very much at odds. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
At a rally this month in Seattle, Machinist Union Vice President Gary Allen addressed a room full of striking Boeing workers.
When I'm out on the picket line, I ask everybody, what is the strike about to you?
Allen didn't have a chance to answer his own question before the machinists in the room interrupted. Pensions are a major sticking point between Boeing and the union. The machinists want the company to restore the pension plan they lost a decade ago, but Boeing hasn't budged. Machinist Union Local President John Holden said that's a big reason why members voted the company's latest offer down last week.
Definitely the loss of that pension is still there, right at the heart of this for many.
The union says Boeing pushed members to give up their pension plan in 2014, in part by threatening to move production of new planes elsewhere if they didn't. The company replaced that pension with a 401k plan. Kat Kinkener, who's worked at Boeing for close to 15 years, says that is not the same thing.
The 401k program is gambling on our retirement, and to take away the pension and not compensate us enough to cover it, it's just another takeaway. And there's nothing unreasonable about wanting it back when we've seen that it's failed from what they've done.
Boeing is hardly the only company that's moved away from traditional pensions, which are increasingly rare, especially in the private sector.
Because it's a very costly, risky benefit to take on.
Craig Copeland is with the Employee Benefit Research Institute in Washington, D.C.
The employee is promised a benefit, and the employer must come up with that money to pay for it. If their investments don't turn out as well as they expect, they aren't going to have as much profits. Their pension isn't going to do as well, so therefore it could push them towards bankruptcy.
By contrast, 401k plans are cheaper and easier for employers. But critics say they push all of the risk and responsibility onto workers. Karen Friedman directs the Pension Rights Center.
I think there's now a real recognition that workers want both good wages and good pensions. And I think there's a growing appetite for secure pensions, and I think we're going to see more of it, honestly.
Lately, more unions have been trying to bargain to get these benefits back. But so far, none of them have succeeded.
If they did, they would be kind of turning back history for a lot of different people.
Art Wheaton directs the Labor Studies program at Cornell University. Wheaton points out that the United Auto Workers Union tried to get a traditional pension plan back in a strike last year. That didn't happen, but the union did push the big three automakers to offer better retirement benefits and wages. And Wheaton understands why the Boeing Machinists Union is making the same ask.
If you had it for decades and you gave it up in the last negotiations, it's not unreasonable to ask to get it reinstated. But I don't think it's achievable.
Boeing has improved its offer to the union on wages and other issues, but not on pensions. The head of the Machinist Union Local, John Holden, was asked what happens if that impasse continues.
If they're not willing to give it, we've got to get something that replaces it, and we haven't gone that far. So it does come down to wages. It does come down to the 401k plan.
What Holden is describing looks a lot like the deals that have ended other recent strikes. Boeing might hold the line on pensions, but it would have to pay even more in wages and retirement benefits than it has been willing to offer so far. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.